Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series of studies, The Power of the Gospel, as it is outlined in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. That is a treatise on the Gospel, and the Apostle Paul is just full of it. In this first chapter, and we're confining all our attention to the first chapter, it's just a mine of truth. And in this first chapter, the Apostle Paul, in just almost every verse, has something to do with one phase of that gospel. For instance, in verse 1 of the Roman epistle, we have the apostle of the gospel. Paul himself was a specially chosen channel for the gospel. And then in verse 2, we have the promise of the gospel. In verse 3, we have the subject of the gospel. Verse 4, we have the proof of the gospel. Verse 5, we have the scope of the gospel. And then in verse 6, we have the call of the gospel. He's just full of it. And then he gets down to the salutation. This is amazing to me. We'll just read through the call in verse 6, and then we'll go into verse 7. Among whom ye are also the called of Christ Jesus. Called of Christ Jesus. He does the calling. The Lord Jesus Christ does the calling. And then he gets to the salutation, if you please. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, ordinarily, this salutation is at the beginning of all of his epistles, but he is so full of his subject, he takes us through these glorious aspects of the gospel before he even gets to the salutation. And then he finally gets to the salutation. I think that's remarkable. Now, we're going to talk about the matter of the call of the gospel. And we're going to speak first of the call of salvation, and then of the call to service, and then of the call of station. Three separate calls and areas where God calls us. Now, in the call of the gospel, as we've already noticed, God does the calling. For instance, in Galatians 1 and 6, we read, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You know, a calling is a dignified thing. It comes from a source greater than ourselves. It comes unsolicited. It's the idea of the person that is calling us. And God is doing the calling here in regard to the matter of salvation, service, and station. And he wants us indeed to just listen to his call. And so he does the calling. Now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, we have the same truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called you. God called you. God does the calling. It's a dignified call because it comes from him. And when we answer it, we receive eternal blessing. Now, not all answer that call. Our Lord Jesus Christ in his ministry here said in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 16 to his disciples, so the last shall be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Is God particular? Is one better than the other? Of course not. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all on the same level. That isn't the reason. It's because they do not hear the call. They will not honor the call. They will not listen to the call. Many are called. As a matter of fact, I think that probably all mankind is called sooner or later. I think the Spirit of God is striving with mankind to bring them to Christ. And I verily believe that in this great land where the Bible is known and what is the so-called Christian nation, that there is a time in the life of every one of us when God approaches us about the matter of salvation and gives us the call. You ought to be saved. I've got something good for you. Will you listen? Unfortunately, the call is not answered. Now, the purpose of the call is to give us a place of supernal blessing. In Romans 8 and 30, we read, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see, this is a progression. It all began in the mind of God. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, this was his idea, them he also called. Did they answer the call? And whom he called, them he also justified when they answered the call. Now he justified them. Now in Romans 5:1, we read that our faith is the means of God's justification of us. Therefore, by faith, I'll just read it, then I won't misquote it. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith brings us justification. Why? Because we place our faith in the work of Christ, that he settled the sin question when he was on that cross, that he paid for our sins with his own life. This is the story of the gospel. And when God calls us, he calls us to something that is grand, that befits him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that purpose of that call is to give us eternal blessings. Will we answer the call? Now, he does not predestinate anybody to hell. Let's make that abundantly clear. Predestination always concerns the saints. If you go through the scriptures, you'll find out where predestination is used, its connection with blessing, not with cursing. But he knew beforehand that we would hear the gospel, believe it, and be saved. It was his will. It was his engineering, so to speak. And it worked out that way. Thank God for that. Now, our verse has said also that whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. Now, that's the end of the line. That is the end result of our calling, to be glorified with Christ forever. Isn't that dignified? Isn't that worthy of our attention? Now, who is called? Well, both Jews and Gentiles are called in Romans chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, we read there, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had aforetime prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. This is a universal call. The scope of the gospel takes in Jews and Gentiles, and everybody that is not a Jew, of course, is a Gentile. That includes all of humanity. Now, we do not merit that call. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9, and those wonderful verses, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling. This is God, of course, who has saved us. He's the only one that can save us. We cannot save ourselves. And called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. That's the answer. That's the answer to the wonder of his call. It was his grace. It was his love. And so we have the call of salvation. But then we also have a call to service. Now, Abraham was called to be a channel of blessing to all nations. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, we read, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. He did not know where he was going. God met him in the Ur of Chaldees, and he says, I want to make a great nation out of you, and I want you to be the father of many nations, many peoples. And Abraham left. God wanted to isolate Abraham and get him away from that idolatrous climate. And he called him to this service, being the father of many nations, being the object of their faith. Abraham is the great hero of faith in the Old Testament, and I may say the Apostle Paul is the great hero of faith in the New Testament. They both had a vision of God that started their course. Abraham was revealed, God revealed himself rather to Abraham in the Ur of the Chaldees. God revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus. their faith was well founded. Now, not only is the call on that grand level ever and always, the disciples were called by the Lord for a greater service than fishing, verse 7. And we read there in Matthew 4:21-22, and going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they left their ship and their father and followed him. He had a higher calling for them than fishing. Now, I do believe that God does give us our secular employment as a calling, too. We'll read a verse for that in a moment. But now, going back to the apostles, the fishermen, and God, the Lord Jesus, told them that on another occasion when they wondered at a miraculous catch of fish that they made, he says, I've called you for another reason. I want you to become fishers of men. I have called you to become fishers of men. Now, let's go to the call of station. And we've already mentioned and hinted that our station, even our secular tasks, are indeed chosen of God. We read in 1 Corinthians 7, 20 and 21, art thou called being a servant? Called, did you notice it? Art thou called being a servant? Were you a servant when God called you? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You can't lose. Even our station is ordered by the Lord, and then we are called to share the eternal glory of Christ. 1 Peter 5 and 10, where we read, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Think of that, if you will, please. That is station indeed, to be glorified with Christ in that glory. He's going to share that glory for us. Now, Revelation also. Chapter 17 and verse 14, when the Lord is battling after the supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb, after he's owned his wife, Christ, then the armies of heaven come out of heaven with the Lord Jesus to share his victory riding on white horses. We read in Revelation 17 and 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is of the Lord of, he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. How wonderful is this station, triumphing with the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us to rise to the dignity of our call. We ask it, giving thanks in our name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.